So he's the neighbor that's trying to hit the government.
I finally got him to tell me what I owed him.
Do anything. So help him.
I paid him. Now come back, boy. Boy! He's gone to work. You come back.
Lord, tell me what I owe him. I'll pull him. No. He's all just forgetting him for a while. We'll get around.
He's just a good neighbor.
What kind of bird is it that sees in the dark?
Owl.
Come back, boy. Boy.
Different kinds of owls.
Going to work. Yes, it's what
come
we call
back.
The old frog owl.
Uh-huh.
And then we have what we call the old horn owl.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one to eat up all of your chickens if you ever get started.
Oh, really?
That old frog owl, he won't bother anything out there, but a horn owl. We go after them if we hear them, and you can tell when he's a horn owl, too.
How's that?
Late in the afternoon, out there, especially if it's a cool, rainy afternoon, you hear him sitting out there and you say, hoo,
owl?
Hoo, 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 hoo. Mm-hmm. He don't holler out like the old frog owl does.
Frog owl.
Is frog owl smaller than
the owl? Well, yes, he doesn't get near as large as a horn owl. That horn owl, he'll catch every chicken and everything in the world like that that he can.
Do horn owls, you ever heard people call them anything else?
That's all I've ever heard them called.
Do they usually sit around your barn?
Sit out on that farm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You go there in the daytime, and he'll get right on his limb right up side of the tree in a good shade, and he'll sit there all day. Sit and sleep. And late this afternoon, watch him, he'll come out. I tell him my wife yesterday afternoon, we were talking late there. We had a little shower, had 4/10 of an inch of rain yesterday afternoon. And I said, well, we don't hear them old horn owls anymore. She said, no, quite a while since we heard them things. But if I get a chance at one of them, I usually get him.
Go after anything, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen those birds that kind of drill holes in the trees?
Oh, yeah. These old woodpeckers, redheads, mm-hmm. things like that.
Have you ever heard anybody call them peckerwoods?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Who calls them?
Oh, most anybody. Some of the... Now, you might go down to the neighbor there, and he might call him a redhead or a peck of wood or something other like that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever run across any of those animals that really have a powerful smell?
Polecats?
Yeah.
Stink kitties? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They're almost extinct in this country now.
Are they?
There's something got into the polecat.
Oh, yeah.
And it killed them out or something or another. Some kind of a virus or something must have been that got into them. Now, over at my brother's on the old home place, there was an old cat come up there and brought a bunch of young kittens. And she raised them right there under a pile of old boards out back of his, way out from his house there.
They're almost extinct.
He wouldn't let nobody kill those cats. He said they're a very good thing around your place. They'll eat all of the mice, roaches, and things like that. Now, you can take those things and demusk them.
Oh, you can.
If you know how. And you've got one of the best house cats you ever had. He'd eat everything in the world in the way of roaches and rats or mice or anything like that that comes around. But you better be musking because you'll have an awful odor.